The page you see in front of you contains the law issued during the reign of Justinian's uncle, Justin, which enabled Justinian to marry Theodora in 525. The law begins from the third large I in the first column and continues on to the next page. Justinian may have been lowborn, but he had risen to become the heir apparent to the emperor, and Theodora was a former actress and courtesan who was prevented from marrying someone of Justinian's station. Some of the law reads, "Since it would be unjust that slaves, once granted their freedom, can be granted the right of free birth and afterwards experience an imperial benefit of this nature in such a way as though they had never been slaves, but had been born free, but that those who are born free, while females, who admittedly having gotten involved with theatrical productions, but later scorning their lowly status, change their disposition for the better and flee their dishonourable profession, have no hope of an imperial benefit which would bring them back to that condition in which, if they had done no wrong, they could have remained. We grant to them, through this instant most forgiving statute, an imperial benefit under this condition, that if they abandon their bad and dishonourable way of living, embrace a more advantageous lifestyle, and devote themselves to honourable pursuits, they shall be permitted to petition our Divine Majesty, so that they shall without doubt merit an imperial pronouncement, allowing them to proceed to a valid marriage."